Next patient is Johnson, also J-O-H-N-S-O-N, L-O-N-N-E-L-L. This one is 6:30:25. Whoops, hang on. Patient is in his peak benefit period, 4:28:25 through 6:26:25 at this time. Period. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director, and the patient will see for a face-to-face evaluation today, period. Okay, this is a continuation of the face-to-face on Mr. H.J. Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N-L-O-N-N-E-L-L. This is dated 6-3-6-3-25. Patient is a, let's see, whatever the date, the age I told you he was earlier. He's currently on hospice with history of congestive heart failure, period. Patient continues to have multiple, hang on, dang it. Multiple other comorbidities. I lost my place.
Oh, my baby.
Including atrial fibrillation, paraplegia, CVA, above-the-knee amputation, gastroesophageal reflux, pressure ulcers on his sacrum, stage 4, requiring wound care, spinal cord injury, and chronic pain, period. He has protein, calorie, malnutrition, period. He continues to be short of breath, period. His O2 sat is at 96% today on 2 liters. Blood pressure is 130 or on room air, but he has the oxygen available to him when he becomes short of breath. His blood pressure is 130 over 60, pulse is 82. His LMAC is at 32 centimeter. Period. He requires pain medication around the clock. He is short of breath with activity. PPS is at 40% and has bouts of confusion, decreased appetite, causing protein, calorie, malnutrition, and of course he's totally and completely bedbound and requires turning every 2 hours to reduce the pressure on the bony prominence and reduce the risk of decubitus also. Given the actual progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Family is aware of his great prognosis. He lives with his two sisters, Barbara and Willie. And let's see, continues to require wound care from the wound nurse on a 3 times a week basis. Thank you.